This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The home of the at-one thumb hole, or the thumb hole at-one, whichever one you want to call it, stock. I think that is one of the most ingenious, and it's ingenious in its simplicity. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, Dateline, Kentucky. Now, this is the first time I've ever seen this happen in a non-emergency, okay? Typically, whenever you see law enforcement pull back, that's because there's an emergency going on. Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Sandy, L.A. riots, something like that. Because police, I don't care what size the municipal department might be, and I don't care whether the people coming at them are armed or disarmed. There's certain things you just simply cannot defeat without numbers. And, you know, we've seen it in Los Angeles. We've seen it all over the place. So normally when law enforcement pulls back, it's because something really bad is going on. Well, in Kentucky, let's see, Martin County, Kentucky, to be exact, he is giving out this advice for residents there because he has suspended all law enforcement activities. Lock your homes, load your guns, and get a dog. He took to the stage on February 4th at a fiscal court meeting on without invitation, saying his office was still owed a January payment of $75,000. He also said new obligations given to his office will add $99,000 to his annual expenditures. He's already had to lay off his bookkeeper, and he's limited office hours to 20 hours a week. He went on his personal Facebook page that the sheriff's office and said the sheriff's office is broke. He said his wife has helped out at the sheriff's office some nights after working her full-time job. But he's saying that we're not here now. On Facebook, I want to address the citizens of our county. I've been your sheriff for over 4 years now. It has been a struggle to try to keep 24-hour protection for you and your family. I've had to operate the last little bit with just myself and one other paid deputy. There are volunteers that help when they can. I'm going to have to cut even more tomorrow. I have no choice. I can't expect people to work if I can't pay them. I have a deputy in the academy that is scheduled to go. And, he's not going to be able to hire him either. And so, in Kentucky, they have suspended law enforcement operations. This will mean that they're going to be under the jurisdiction now of the Kentucky State Police, where in some cases they have one officer working a county. One officer working a county. So, that's bad. If you are in Martin County, Kentucky, lock your dogs, get a dog, lock your doors, load your gun. That's his message, not mine. His message, not mine. To go back to what Alan and Stephen were alluding to, David Kodra got a hold of the 2018 Hawaii carry license data via the monthly reports from each county police department and made a spreadsheet summary. And he said, you'll never guess. No one but security guards got licenses. Imagine that. He's referring to the guy that wrote this is a guy, a gun rights owner named George Pace. He's referring to the deceptively named Straight Shooting, an objective review of Hawaii firearm laws and related statistics, a December 2018 study designed to justify infringements. Coming relevant to this report, we have to ensure that applicants for a license for to openly carry a handgun are so engaged, HPD requires each applicant to submit a notarized affidavit from the applicant's employer verifying the applicant's employment, along with two photographs depicting the applicant in work uniform. Pace observes that that report was a joke in terms of providing any useful information as to whether their draconian common sense gun safety laws are effective, and it gives no information on that at all. Mr. Pace concluded, they don't know, they don't want to know, because the facts are that it makes no difference at all on crime rates. All it does is intimidate and make more costly and time-consuming the process to acquire a firearm for a law-abiding citizen. So, Hawaii carry license data 2018. For security issued, in January they issued none, in February 1, in March 14, in April 1, in July 7, in August 2, in September 2, October 1. If I didn't mention the month, that's because there were none issued that month. Security denied, none. None were denied that applied if they were security guards. Citizen issued. Now, the security issued totaled 28 permits in a year. Citizen issued in a year, zero. Citizen denied in the month of July, 2, in the month of August, 4, in the month of October, 4, for a grand total of 10. The asterisks out there said did not meet Chief's criteria for a license to carry. That was in July and August. Chief's criteria not met for license to carry. September does not require the four criteria to obtain a concealed carry license, and request for a permit to carry fails sufficiently indicate the urgency called for in the statute. In the city, and that was out of Hawaii County, in the city of Honolulu, security, they issued 109 permits, they denied 2. Citizens, they issued no permits, they denied 12. In Kauai County, Kauai, I don't know how to pronounce it. They issued 3, they denied 8. Maui, they issued 30, denied 2 to security guards, they denied 1. What is this legend here? They're saying they had a total issued of 33. So Hawaii is, let's do, it's going to be easy to do the math. So there's 30, there's 33, there's 109, so that's 142, and 28 is 170. They issued 170 permits to 170 security guards, none to anybody else. They denied to everybody else 10, 22, 30, 31. They denied 31 permits. That tells you how many people are actually trying to get a permit. That's how beaten down they are. They haven't issued one in over a decade. Everybody's like, well, hey, what's the use? So, you know, the attorney general at the time in Hawaii said that they, you know, it was never restricted to that, but that was a lie. So, you can't apply for concealed carry, and you can't apply for open carry. You just can't apply to carry in Hawaii. So, there you have it. Hawaii, fun place to be. And Kentucky, remember, lock your doors, get a dog, load your guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Oh, it's so good. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Washingtonstate.com. Washington State, home of 1639, where most of the sheriffs aren't going to enforce it. There you had a member of Antifa, which, you know, Washington State and Oregon seem to have the most enthusiastic Antifa, don't they? And one of them, a cat named Charles Landeros, he got out there and he was shot in the head by a police officer at the middle school of his daughter. Why, Bill? Why was he shot in the head? At the time of the shooting, he was the leader of the Antifa militant group Red Arm and the founder of Community Armed Self-Defense and was at the middle school resisting arrest. That means, well, I'll get to that in just a minute. He was at the time involved in a custody dispute with his former wife, and he was wearing a Smash the Patriarchy shirt at the time of the shooting. He was not only a leader of the far-left militant group out of Eugene, Oregon, but he also was the chief firearms instructor for the organizations. The stated mission of the group is to defend the oppressed. Landeros, who identified by non-gender-specific pronouns, and I'm just so impressed by that, had a goal to teach and form an armed group to protect members of the LGBTQ plus communities, as well as communities of various cultural backgrounds considered oppressed. Secondary goal of his Red Army group was the overthrow of what he sees as a fascist government and the installation of a far-left communist regime in the United States. Landeros has been involved in several violent protests around Oregon, protesting things such as perceived police brutality against people of color and people who identify as LGBTQ+. What does the plus stand for? Does that mean you guys can just identify as whatever you want to be? I get the L, I get the G, I get the B, I get the T, I get the Q. What else is there? Mr. Landeros recently switched his daughter's middle school, and when Landeros' ex-wife found out about the transfer, she brought custody paperwork to the school showing she had sole control over their daughter's schooling. When a school official notified Landeros, he was enraged and headed to the school. It is unclear why he changed his daughter's school. When he got there, school officials asked Mr. Landeros to leave the property. When he refused to leave the grounds, the school staff called a resource officer. There, Officer Steve Tim, he responded to the call and once again requested Landeros to leave immediately or face arrest for trespassing and disorderly conduct. And still he refused to leave. So he called, Officer Tim called Officer Aaron Johns for backup. Two officers tried to get Landeros out of the school, but Mr. Landeros became combative. It was at this point that the officers informed the member of Antifa that he was under arrest. When he was told he was under arrest, he pulled out a 9mm handgun and fired two shots at the police officers. Officer Johns tried to wrestle the gun away from Landeros when the two hit the floor struggling with the firearm. Officer Tim fired the fatal shot to the head of Landeros, killing him instantly. That means that this Antifa leader showed up at a school with a gun. Now, I don't go to schools because I cannot legally carry a gun on school grounds. I don't have a reason to go to schools. My youngest son is 28 years old. I have grandchildren. But they're going to be homeschooled. So as of this moment, I have no reason or need to go to a school. Now, Mr. Landeros, who intended to overthrow the government, and he was against police brutality and everything, he drew down on a couple of cops. So this guy was no hero. Police released the body cam footage to calm unrest in the Antifa community. That's where a bunch of question marks started to pop up in my head. This guy was a lawbreaker. He was up to no good. Why? He was probably, you know, we'll never know this, but why was he going to school, where his daughter's at school, with a gun? Of course, I don't know yet. I don't know yet under what statute he was following to carry a gun. Footage seems to show that Officer Tim was left with no choice other than to shoot Landeros to protect the other officer. It doesn't give a clear reason why Landeros would pull his gun, and provides evidence that the officers were not overly physical with an individual trespassing on school grounds. I learned one thing at Tactical Response that I already knew. I sort of already knew it because I hang out with JT whenever I can. If an officer is telling you to do something and you resist him, you might be asking for him to kick you to death. Okay? That's just a plain fact. All right? Lots of people get asked a lot of things to do, be done by officers. It happens every day. Officers say, will you do this? Will you do that? And people just do that. And then the officers say, thank you very much. You're free to go. Happens all the time. Happens every time I have any interaction with them. So, Lane County District Attorney Patty Perlow said that the officers acted correctly and that the use of force was justified. She said there was no clearer circumstance that the use of deadly force is justified than this. And it is an unfortunate circumstance, to be sure. Landero's daughter was in the hallway when Officer Tim was forced to shoot her father. The timing of his daughter walking down the hall appears to be just a coincidence. There couldn't have possibly been any way for Mr. Landeros to know that his daughter would be in the hallway. But he did see his daughter before shooting at officers. And still he shot at officers, and that is a fact that is not lost on the DA or anybody else looking at this right now. Perlow said it is unknown why Charles Landeros chose to use deadly force in this circumstance, but he clearly had no regard for the lives of the police officers or the students or staff present, including his child. Officer Tim saved the life of Officer Johns himself and perhaps many others given the number of rounds Mr. Landeros had loaded in his weapon, all of which were banned on school property because it was a gun-free zone. So Mr. Landeros had to willfully ignore the gun-free zone. Or if you want to play the stupid game, we could say maybe he just didn't know they're not allowed. But Antifa, this is not the way you do things, and this is what happens when you try to fight the cops. Okay? Peaceful protest is okay. Pulling a gun on a police officer when you shouldn't be in a school with a gun, that's not okay at all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is less than pleased about a tentative deal to avert another partial government shutdown.
Am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled.
President Trump speaking there at a cabinet meeting at the White House, the president also had a message for Democrats.
It's all going to happen where we're going to build a beautiful, big, strong wall that's not going to let criminals and traffickers and drug dealers and drugs into our country.
Drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was found guilty on all 10 counts. He's expected to be sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. Guzman was the leader of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel, and a winter storm is forcing the cancellation of thousands of flights from Chicago to New York. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
One thing that struck me when I was at SHOT Show and Destin gave me the at one thumb hole gun stock was that how balanced this one was. Now I've got I have an at one stock on my scout rifle, and it is essentially the same gun except for the fact that it doesn't have that thumb hole. It doesn't have like the pistol grip thumb hole enlargement that one has, and this one felt lighter, and it felt more balanced. I'm going to be switching, I think, just to run that, just to see. But check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So then, the New York Times is very upset. They're looking at what's about to happen in the Supreme Court. January 24th, we saw an editorial, "The Court Trains Its Sights on Guns," correctly claiming that in its two landmark Second Amendment opinions, Heller and McDonald, the Supreme Court enshrined an individual constitutional right to the possession of a firearm at home for self-defense. It ignored the justices found the right to bear arms for self-defense was not limited to the home. Indeed, Clarence Thomas found it extremely improbable that the framers understood the Second Amendment to protect little more than carrying a gun from the bedroom to the kitchen. But in New York, they have a regulation that forbids a licensed gun owner from taking a gun outside their homes, except to a gun range in city limits, and the gun must be locked in a case separate from the ammunition, rendering the gun useless for self-defense. It becomes a gun-shaped paperweight. The editorial argued that because this New York City regulation is a one-of-a-kind provision, it hardly cried out for Supreme Court correction. But it's stripping a constitutional right from 8.5 million residents in New York City. New York City permits only about 40,000 of the 8.5 million people living there to even have a firearm in their homes for their protection. One thing that was in the Heller decision, a statute which under the pretense of regulating amounts to a destruction of the right, or which requires arms to be so born as to render them wholly useless for the purpose of defense, is clearly unconstitutional. Framers made clear choice, Thomas and Gorsuch wrote in 2017, they reserved to all Americans the right to bear arms for self-defense, even if you live in New York City. But, you know, when they accepted this case, this is another really extreme example of gun control. And that is what is happening in Hawaii, too. And first of all, there's no gun ranges in New York City except for Seneca Gun Range. And if you go to Seneca Gun Range, you can't even touch any other gun except the gun that you have a permit for. So if you have a permit to have a gun, it is that gun, that serial number, that description. If it's a Smith & Wesson 642 and its serial number is XXX000111, that's the only gun you can ever, ever, ever touch unless you get, I guess, another permit for another gun. And I don't even know the Stephen will be here tomorrow. Maybe I'll find out if you can have more than one gun in New York. But the only public safety rationale the city has offered for stopping these people is that they might be tempted. They're going to be tempted by the gun being present to use guns in stressful situations. Now, the gun owners noted in their brief seeking Supreme Court review, the city put forth no empirical evidence that transporting an unloaded handgun locked in a container separate from its ammunition poses a meaningful risk to public safety. And even if they did, New York's restrictions seem to sort of magnify the supposed danger by forcing gun owners to use ranges within the city when alternatives in other jurisdictions are closer and more accessible. So they therefore spend more time traveling with their guns on New York streets than they otherwise would. The city government's half-baked excuse was enough to persuade a federal judge in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit that the ban on taking handguns out of the city is consistent with the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. I really would need to see these individuals that looked at that and said, I think that's right. Both concluded that New York's transparently irrational restrictions survived intermediate scrutiny, meaning they're substantially related to the achievement of an important governmental interest. But this epitomizes the inappropriately deferential approach that many federal courts, when they're looking at the red-headed stepchild of the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment. If the government can articulate a reason for restricting gun rights, no matter how implausible, that's enough. Now, I don't know who's saying this, but it's being said the city's transport ban lacks even a rational basis, much less the heightened showing necessary to justify burdens on constitutional rights. This is coming from the plaintiffs. The need to curtail this rampant disrespect for the Second Amendment is the reason this case is important, even though it involves a law that the plaintiffs describe as an extreme outlier and a one-of-a-kind prohibition. Shouldn't that mean, if it's one of a kind, that it need not exist? If it is that extreme? What if there was a ban on free speech? What if there was a ban on black people? What if there was a ban on children? What if you couldn't do, what if all of these, take any other thing you want to think about that is enshrined within your Bill of Rights or your freedom of movement or And look at any of those other things and ask yourself, what would that be like if they could get away? Because they can get away with it here. They can get away with it with anything. It gives you the precedent to do that for a very long time. The Supreme Court has tolerated a form of casual judicial review in gun cases that would never fly in the context of other constitutional rights. They need to apply strict scrutiny, right? The justices have passed up one opportunity after another to give us any sort of clarification. Not all of them, of course, Justice Thomas, Alito, Scalia, if he were still here, he would be in the middle of it. But now we got Gorsuch and now we got Kavanaugh, and we'll see which way Roberts goes. We're going to see which way he goes. Trust me. The constitutionality on bans on arbitrary categories of firearms or magazines and the extent to which the Second Amendment applies outside the home, these are all things that need to be taken up, because self-defense is a natural right. And we're only in that MMA shape for a very brief Polaroid of time. And then we have to look for things. Then we have to look for things to even the score. And this is where this needs to be struck down. So we got to watch this one. We got to watch Young, because these cases, no matter anything else that's being proposed right now, these cases are in play. All these other things you hear about coming out of, yes, let's look at them, but they're proposals. They haven't been voted on. They're not going to go anywhere. Let's get in this game. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth.
I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Home of the best gun stocks at the best prices you've ever seen in your life. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. In Las Vegas. Now, first of all, I remember when I went to my first gun show. I was a young man out of the military. I'd never been to a gun show before. So I went to a gun show, and I was really impressed. I mean, I'd seen a lot of one kind of gun in the United States Army, but I was impressed by the sheer volume and numbers and variety of guns at a gun show. And at the time, I was only interested in owning a handgun. I had run around for years carrying a heavy weapon, a M60 machine gun. You know, that weighs 23 pounds unloaded. That's not fun, and I didn't want to carry one of those anymore. So I just looked at the handguns. And there were some other things about it, too. Like, I had never really been interested in the function of a firearm, but I was beginning to get interested in that. And then the aesthetics. I thought there was no better-looking gun than a Smith & Wesson 4506, I got to be honest with you. But then as I aged, you know, I said, well, the 1911 is an awful handsome design. Oh, yeah. The CZ was a handsome design. Lots of handsome designs. So, very slowly, and then I started getting back in ARs, shotguns. So I wanted them all. In the United States today, if you can claim the word survivor in your description of who you are, that seems to convey some special status on people, which matters because one such survivor thinks, coming out of Vegas, that there should be limits on the total number of guns owned by anybody. I don't know where this is coming out of, but it's probably one of those local papers or maybe San Francisco. I don't know. A Las Vegas Strip shooting survivor says despite the fact the FBI found no specific motive by the gunman, he shouldn't have been able to stockpile the weapons he used to kill 58 people and injure almost 900. Stephanie Dobbins Wellick of San Francisco reacted to an FBI final report on Tuesday, saying there should be limits on the number of guns that one person should own. Police reported finding 23 rifles and a handgun in the Mandalay Bay hotel room from which the killer fired into a concert crowd on October 2017. 25 more weapons were found in his homes in Reno and Mesquite, Nevada. I get that this lady went through something traumatic. And I sort of get it. See, when you get out there and you're... Do we blame the car for the drunk driver? Do we blame the car for the terrorist who, you know, knowingly employs it as well? No, we don't. We never do that. I understand, though, that there's been an impact on her thinking, especially about guns and gun rights and gun control. But for Ms. Wellick, it's also important for her to understand that her thinking, no matter what it is in this particular case, as it is put together, faulty. Yeah, the killer had a whole lot of guns in his hotel room based on what we have learned from the police, but it doesn't take a stockpile of firearms to commit mass rampage, carnage, murder, massacring. It doesn't. The Orlando nightclub shooter killed 50 people, just 9 fewer than the Las Vegas shooter, with a rifle and a handgun. The Virginia Tech shooter killed 33 people with 2 handguns. The Sandy Hook killer committed his 27 kills with a rifle and a pistol. And the Sutherland Springs killer just used his rifle. See, most all, all these people that commit these kind of crimes aren't gun people. They're not the type to be into buying a lot of guns. They don't need a lot of guns. They need to be able to commit an act to create an event. They buy what they need to commit these horrific acts. The Las Vegas killer was an anomaly, a real oddity. I mean, I don't know if we're ever going to know what drove him to this. The FBI report indicates that he's trying to live up to some image he had of his bank robber father. And when you live in a world where the media presents guns as being tools of bad people, is it any surprise that a bad person buys a lot of guns? I guess we could go with that question. He obviously was not a gun person, because if tomorrow we have the zombie apocalypse, I'm going out with 2 guns, an AR and a handgun. And everybody going with me will be able to have 2 guns, an AR and a handgun. Because we don't need a bunch of guns. We need specific guns to do specific tasks. But we have precisely one example of someone with a large number of firearms who has committed, you know, anything like this. One time, we've seen this. Why in the world should we punish others because of that one person's actions? This is not the way of any nation. Further, the logistics of how such a thing would work are something Wellick hasn't considered. For one, how many guns do people have now? And the only way to enforce any limit is to register firearms to know how many people have right now, thus keeping them from going over the cap. Ms. Wellick is deluding herself if she thinks we're all in a rush to get out there and register our guns because the government said so. Sorry, not sorry. It isn't happening. Look how well it's worked in the states that have tried to do it. So, it hasn't worked. So, Ms. Wellick was traumatized by something that I can't even imagine, but that doesn't mean she knows what she's talking about. I have, you know, in the last year, I've been to Las Vegas twice. And looking at Las Vegas, I don't know how many people work as sheriffs, deputies, or police officers there, but, I mean, a building the size of Mandalay Bay. Mandalay Bay is laid out roughly the same way the hotel I stayed in, Treasure Island, which means it had 3 wings. Treasure Island has 3 wings. The wings themselves are huge, and they are long. And, I mean, there's 36 floors in the hotel. So, and everything there is a high-rise. everything on the Las Vegas Strip is a high rise. So when you have that many tall buildings and you have that many high rises and you have that many places, the Las Vegas law enforcement, they got their work cut out for them. They've got their work cut out for them. How many minutes did it take them to identify exactly where this shooter was? How long did that take? And once they did identify, how long did it take them to get to him? That's a, you know, when you're talking 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you're talking a whole lot of time. And a whole lot of time is the exact opposite of what we need to allow these guys to have. They need to be interrupted as they go. Without a doubt, they need to be interrupted as they go. And they need to be interrupted as soon as possible. Now, I feel bad for Miss Wallach. But what she wants is not what she's going to get. So, I don't know how you think that would work, but, I do feel for you. I do feel for you. So, that's some of the things we're facing right now. Bear that in mind as we go along. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.